don't you listen and see what happened?
Excuse me, Mr. Olson?
Yes? Can I help you, young man?
Mr. Olson, my name is Norman, and, I'm wondering if you could help us with something. Our machine is broken.
What kind of machine?
Well, let me just show you.
All right, I suppose I can try. Impossible! It's just the way I dreamed it.
It's the HO2000 Temporal Displacement Modulator. You invented it.
I did. I must be rich. I can quit my job, travel the world, become even richer.
Actually, Mr. Olson, we kind of, sort of, accidentally took your machine. So you haven't even gotten a chance to use it yet.
But it's broken, and now we can't get home.
Now, that is a problem. There should be a lever that would control the direction you would go in time, but I don't see anything like that.
Hey, I think I saw something like that.
I think you're leaning on it.
Yes, and he was leaning on that when the machine went off the first time.
Jackson!
Sorry, guys.
Yes, there it is, but it's been disengaged from the hydraulic evaporators. That explains why you've been jumping through time. Here you go. That should fix it. But be careful not to push the lever too far. If you push it too far in any direction, there's no telling how far you would travel. It could be catastrophic.
Don't push it too far. Got it. But Mr. Olson, now all we need to know is which way to re-engage the lever to point the machine towards home. Is down the right way? Mr. Olson!
Mm-hmm.
Can you fellas give a girl a hand?
Jasmine, look at the sign. This is the first annual outreach.
Uh-oh. I'm guessing the lever was supposed to point up, not down. We went even further back in time.
Thanks, boys. It's great to know we can count on you to support the cause.
No problem. Wait, what cause?
The war effort, of course. Merry Christmas.
What's going on?
Jackson,